Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So it's a fantastic Wednesday morning. On the phone right now, I've got Miss Sasha Dewar, who's a consultant breast surgeon focusing on breast health. And you do breast removal and all sorts, don't you, Sasha?
I do, but mostly breast health and looking after patients that are well and keeping them well, I hope.
Now, I know this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month for both men and women. Do you see more of an influx of people with lumps that are concerned about them in this month?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much awareness out there, so many campaigns being run by perfume houses to Instagram and TikTok that we see people presenting because they, you know, they've seen something about either a breast lump or breast pain and been encouraged because something's flagged up on Facebook. And yeah, they book in. Sometimes it's something that's been niggling away at them. And sometimes it's just something that they happen to be driven to just reach down and have a check and they found something. But yes, most complaints that people have, I must reiterate, we managed to exonerate and put to bed with a minimal fuss. Finding cancers in clinic, it's not a common thing, but it's the one thing that we want to make sure we exclude.
Now, notoriously, with any healthcare, women are more inclined to go to their doctor or to go and get their breast checked out. Do you see the same thing with men as time's ticking on? Because they used to be very shy of all that sort of stuff.
It is, and it used to be really embarrassing for a chap to talk about his health, but now more and more through awareness and also because, you know, we're sending messages home with the wives to raise awareness about men's health too. They are going in and mentioning, and we are getting lots of referrals about for men's health and men that have noticed a lump, but they're not really sure. Of course, they're still embarrassed, to be honest, and often all the paperwork in the breast clinic's all geared towards women, but actually we do often see men with either pain in the chest area, in the chest muscles, or a little lump. Usually it is a little lump, and still men with a bit of breast tissue that's a natural variant of normal breast growth and development called gynecomastia.
So do you see more women with problems with their breasts or more men, or do you think it's a 50-50 split?
Oh, God, no, vastly more women. It's still very much, I mean, if you think about the predominance of breast problems, you know, men will probably account for less than 1% of all of the referrals that we see. So our clinics are full of ladies. Yes, absolutely. Breast problems are still more common in people who have breasts. Men have got sort of nipples and sort of rudimentary or sort of very sort of basic milk ducts, but women have got full-blown breasts, and obviously that's where things can go wrong.
I heard quite a while ago that most lumps are like fatty tissue.
Yeah, so lumps can be anything. You're absolutely right. So it kind of depends on what age the woman is. So if a girl or in her teens or early 20s comes in, it's more likely to be something called, that used to be called a breast mouse, these little lumps of gristle that feel like little Maltesers or minstrels that kind of slip and slide around, but they've been around for, you know, in vernacular for years as a breast mouse. And they're quite innocent, but it can feel quite scary to a young girl. But, you know, they can feel quite hard. But all we need to do nowadays is to do an ultrasound scan, measure it. And we tend not to do biopsies on young women. Obviously, that's a network policy. But in women that are a little bit older, so they could get away with nothing other than just a measurement. Once we know what it is, they don't have to have needles. Women that are a little bit older tends to be cystic. So a bubble of water or salt, you know, salt water. And again, they can appear out of nowhere and be quite scary for the woman, and they tend to appear from your sort of late 20s, 30s onwards, and sort of come and go over the next 20 years till you go through the change. And obviously women at the menopausal age, where we start to see other things developing, actually from your 30s onwards we start to watch people a little bit more closely, but then we start to introduce mammograms and as well as the ultrasounds when women get to mammographic age. But yeah, lumps can be caused by anything, not just fatty tissue. It's actually gristly tissue in young women, which is literally more like the gristle on a pork chop, if you like. And bubbles of salty water, and sometimes combination of the two. Fatty tissue is one of the differentials, I suppose.
So if anybody's listening right now, what would you tell them to concentrate on? Is there a pain, or is it just the lump that they could feel?
Well, it's quite interesting. I think at the start of COVID, when we had to decide based on the referrals who we could allow into the hospitals and who ought to stay at home because we didn't know what we were dealing with COVID,
yeah.
When a patient had just pain, we could reassure them quite intensively that actually most causes of breast pain are ligamentous or muscular related, and we could advise them over the phone. Patients with lumps, however, what we advise is that if they notice a lump, start keeping a diary, and if it persists longer than 3 weeks, get it checked. It's more likely to be something hormonal or cystic, but it comes and goes. But actually, if it lasts longer than 3 weeks, get it checked. Yeah, that applies to women who've got periods or women who don't have, you know, regular cycles because of the pill or menopause. But 3 weeks, and if it's still there, get it checked.
Sasha, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. You've probably put a lot of people's mind at rest.
Take care. Bye.